I strongly believe that we must not abolish death penalties in Japan. If all people acted on moral assumption, there would be no cruel crime and no discussion on abolishment of death penalty. However, that is fairy tale, not fact. For example, in Japan, there are 933 murders in 2015. From four points of view, I believe it is essential for current Japanese society to maintain this penalty system. First, I focus on morality. The abolishment of this penalty is equal to making a law which completely ensures imaginable cruel wrongdoers' life. Is it justice that we can't execute a mass murderer? I take it for granted that imaginable cruel wrongdoers are executed. We must not forget that death penalty is a practice of legal judgment. In addition, there is a following ethics in Japan historically. The person who kills somebody compensates the murder by death. In order not to lose the ethics, death penalty exists. Second, I point out the emotion of victims and survivors. If your precious person was killed by a mass murderer, you would make sure to hope a revenge. However, we are banned self-help in the criminal law. Therefore, it is not permitted that we kill a mass murderer as a revenge, but death penalty system plays a role as a legal revenge. Also, these days, in the Japanese Supreme Court, the emotion of survivors are one of the most important standards whether it passes the sentence on defendants. Third, I think in terms of the constitutionality. This penalty system has constitutionality according to the precedents of the Japanese Supreme Court. The Article 13 ensures all of the people should be respected as individuals. Also, it ensures that their rights should be the supreme consideration to the extent that it does not interfere with public welfare. Therefore, if the public welfare is interfered by wrongdoers, the right of life can be limited by death penalty. The Article 31 is no person should be deprived of life or liberty, nor shall any other criminal penalty be imposed, except according to procedure established by law. According to this article, punishments established by law, like this penalty, can deprive the right of life legally. Fourth, I look at a poll. Last year, Cabinet Office announced more than 80% of Japanese accept death penalty system. I think Japanese government has no option except maintain death penalty system because citizens' consciousness is important for democracy, especially important problem like death penalty system. In conclusion, I focus on four aspects of death penalty system. There are morality, the emotion of victims and survivors, constitutionality, and power. These four aspects prove that it is essential for current Japanese society to maintain death penalty system. Therefore, I strongly believe that we must not abolish death penalty in Japan.